Hello, everyone, and welcome to Revision Media with me, Paul Stevenson. On this Thursday, the 5th of March 2020, and I'll be with you through till 11 p.m. here in the UK, where I am. That's through from 5 till 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I believe. It's what is it? 1 till 2, I believe, Pacific Time. Wherever you are around the world, welcome to the show, and thank you for joining me this evening. And I'm going to be I'm going to do my best to try and cut through some of the coronavirus stuff tonight. I mean, you know, when this coronavirus thing came out, it's so important to know how to think rather than what to think in life. You know, we live in a culture now where it's in the interest of the state and powerful forces brainwash us and put restrictions on our freedoms and blind us to the truth of the gospel and all manner of shenanigans and nefarious activities. And you don't have to know everything about the coronavirus to smell a rat that it's not just about the coronavirus. You just need to know something about mainstream media. You need to know if mainstream media, in cohorts with other tentacles of the power structure, are pushing a narrative and giving this thing air, pardon the pun, I think it is a virus which is airborne, then you know there's going to be an agenda behind it. The question is, what is the agenda? And the answer from this broadcaster is, I'm not sure. I'm certainly no expert on viruses, but I do know that you've got further reason to smell a rat when you've got a virus, this coronavirus, it goes also by the name of, what is it, COVID-9 or something, whatever it is. You do know if the mainstream media are pushing it and that it's a, largely, from my understanding of it, it's a virus which is no worse than flu, and like the flu, it tends to be a threat mainly to the elderly and the very young children, probably under the age of 5 or anything or something like that, with compromised in the case of the elderly, compromised immune systems. In the case of very young children, undeveloped immune systems or still developing immune systems. But for the vast majority of people, for the rest of us, as long as we're in reasonable health, this thing, from my understanding of it, is no greater threat than flu or a bad flu, which does kill old people. I don't know what the statistics are. I apologize if, before coming on air, I didn't have the time today, but I wanted to get the statistics of what the death toll is, you know, the fatalities from flu every year. There's flu jabs now and everything else. So you know that something which is not even that serious, and it seems to me not any worse than the flu, for the rest of us, if we're not old and very young, it's just going to be unpleasant like the flu. I mean, I know over the last 5 years, I've had some horrendously bad flus, which I believe have come probably from Eastern Europe, because people bring different viruses with them. And if you're immune system has acclimatized itself in a certain way to a certain land and a certain people, it develops strength towards that. And I know it's been a phenomenon over here in the last 5 years, which never gets spoken about or even speculated that it may be as a result of mass movement of people. But it seems obvious to me that not only myself, but I've spoken to a lot of people who have had some really dirty, bad, unfamiliar type flus that you're immune system is struggling with. And viruses and bugs that have tended, the main complaint of them is that they last a long time. You know, you have them for 3 weeks and you think, oh man, this is going on forever, and then just as you think you're getting over it for a few days, you find after having 3 days of relief from it that you've got it as bad as ever for another 3 weeks. But the point is, it didn't kill me. I was still functional. Admittedly, they were bad flus, and I needed, you know, I wasn't operating to any extent, really, but it was still a flu. It wasn't going to kill me. I didn't need to go to hospital. It was just extremely unpleasant. And from what I understand, the coronavirus may not even be that bad. It may not even be as bad as some of the flus that I've just described that I've experienced that has been very common in the UK over the last 4, 5, 6 years. Some people, apparently, if you're young enough and your immune system is okay, the symptoms are no worse than just, having a mild flu or even a bad cold or something. So one has to wonder. Then what is this all about then? Why is this spreading? Where did it come from? What is the agenda? Why is mainstream media making such a big deal of this, like it's just about to wipe out about two-thirds of the population? As I speculated about last week, I think there's some people who really lack meaning in their life that they're almost hoping, ironically, despite there's a lot of people out there that, ironically, in my opinion, who particularly people who are into vaccines and this type of thing, and I guess food and and diet and chemtrails and stuff like this. I mean, for people who apparently hate the nefarious oppressive forces and the New World Order and everything else, it's almost like they look forward to some sort of mass culling of the population. Is because it gives meaning to their life or gives them justification that they were right to, spend the $2,000 or $3,000 that they spent on prep and prepping for the great apocalypse which is about to descend on us. So I think some people are obsessed with that notion to the point that it gives meaning to their lives. And again, it's kind of ironic because it's almost like they want it to happen. Well, if you really love people and you really hate these, the New World Order, as you understand it, or the Jew World Order, whatever you want to call it, why are you get so excited about the fact that, oh, there's a coronavirus, and it really gives energy to a lot of people. You seem to think, well, I'm prepared for it, and I knew it was there was always going to be something. Well, why should you be so excited? Surely you should be grieved. But anyway, this coronavirus, from what I understand, is not going to wipe out very many people. But yet it's getting the mainstream media coverage as if it was just literally about to, as I say, obliterate two-thirds of the population or something. In an article in Global Research, Michael Trzodowski's site, they've got several articles on it. They've got a couple on it today. I can't cover them all, but they've got China's coronavirus, a shocking update. Did the virus originate in the US? The article I'm going to cover is who did make the coronavirus? Was it the US, Israel, or China? I would say it's as usual, probably the United States of Israel, and Western banking, Jewish and Zionist banking interests attempting to reshape the economy was my best bet. It was interesting to me that Iran seemed to be hit by this. China's been hit by it. I did want to get Joe Salenti on today. I'm not sure if the email that I sent is still his assistant, but if not, I will go to his website now because I wanted to get Gerald on. This is right up his street, and his type of expertise is a global trends trends forecaster. But this seems to me, even before I read this article, it's probably what this is. It's probably an attack on China and Iran and places like this to reduce their power, maybe reduce their power before we go to war with them or whatever. But the article says it might be possible that Washington has created and unleashed a virus in a bid to bring Beijing's growing economy and military might down a few notches. It certainly is possible, and for those of us who know how the world works, this is exactly the type of thing that goes on. The most commonly reported mainstream media account, I will put in brackets, which you can dismiss as pure propaganda and another tentacle of the, Western matrix of power, second only to the large central banks and the that the Jews run and own, and the media is the the mouthpiece and how it attempts to direct the masses' thinking. The money and the media, or the lending and the lies, whatever you want to call it, is the two main power or instruments of power that the Jews yield. And not exclusively Jews, but predominantly those areas of banking, finance, and the media are areas where the Jews have a monopoly on, both left and right. And when I say, you know, both ends of the political spectrum. Anyway, so it says the most commonly reported mainstream media account of the creation of the coronavirus suggests that it was derived from an animal-borne microorganism found in a wild bat that was consumed by ethnic Chinese residents of Wuhan. But there appears to be some evidence to dispute that, and that adjacent provinces in China, where wild bats are more numerous, have not experienced major outbreaks of the disease. Because of that and other factors, there's also been considerable speculation that the coronavirus did not occur naturally through mutation, but rather it was produced in a laboratory, possibly as a biological warfare agent. Several reports suggest that there are components of the virus that are related to HIV that could not have occurred naturally. If it is correct that the virus had either been developed or even produced to be weaponized, it would further suggest that its escape from the Wuhan Institute of Virology lab and into the animal and human population could have been accidental. Technicians who work in such environments are aware that, quote, leaks, unquote, from laboratories occur frequently. There is, of course, and inevitably, another theory. There has been some speculation that the Trump administration has been constantly raising the issue of growing Chinese global competitiveness as a direct threat to American national security and economic dominance. It might be possible that Washington has created and unleashed the virus in a bid to bring Beijing's growing economy and military down a few notches. Now, I don't understand a huge amount of, about the economy, but if you've got a bad virus in China, we're going to stop importing things from China. And it's going to give justification not to do so to Western nations for fear of spreading the virus, for fear of spreading a bad cold. I mean, which is going to have a huge effect on the economy of China, which basically makes all the plastic crap that we consume over here in the West. Your toasters that you buy for $8 and you can throw out after 3 months. iPhones. Cheap clothing. You know, when you go to H&M and stores over here and all the rest of them, where you can buy decent jeans for $20 and all that type of stuff. And, you know, the amount of stuff is made in China is just incredible. It's as if we just are incapable of making anything in the West today. The point is we import so much, I don't know how many billions from China, both into the US and Western countries generally, that if we even put like 5% reduction of that on China, or even 2% probably, because of the coronavirus, that is going to weaken China's economy. But it's also going to have a knock-on effect for us, because our economies are then going to have to start paying other prices, higher prices for goods that we would normally import from China, you know, where they make them in sweatshops with suicide nets around their factories. So I'm pretty sure that was my instinct on it, that this is all about global economics and probably weakening China. And in some way that I don't yet understand, it'll be impacting and probably weakening Iran for our lovely little only friends and our only ally in the Middle East there, Israel. So it is, to be sure, hard to believe that even the Trump White House would do something so reckless. But there are precedents for that type of behavior. In 2005, 2009, it probably would be if Trump was representing a truly Western Christian country. But he's not. Trump is a puppet of Jews. And these people, I've got there's no limits to their depravity. These types of powerful Jews. Not talking about your little Jewish buddy down the street, Benjamin down there, you see every morning. We're talking about the Jewish power structure in terms of, you could get into it how, more poorer or less powerful, if you like, Jews fit into this category, but that's not what we're going to get into tonight. But let's face it. It's a bit like when you say that Islam, well, not all Muslims are terrorists. But all terrorism in the West today is committed by Islam. Or even that, the analogy has its limits, because a lot of those can be false flags or whatever, or CIA trained death squads that go on in the Middle East, proxy warriors for Western Zionist interests. But not all Jews are powerful people influencing and shaping and subverting the culture, but those who really are involved in it are Jews. It's demonstrably the case. No one talks about it, of course, certainly not in mainstream media, because it's not in the Jewish interest to get exposed and have this information out there. And if you ever do, your life will be ruined, which is why a lot of people don't talk about it. Anyway, the point is, this particular clique that has its tentacles wrapped around all the institutions of any significance in Western society and Western culture and Western governance are quite capable of this type of thing. We should be glad it's not worse where it has a higher death rate, where it would be a more serious threat, because I think they're capable of that too. But anyway, so I don't think Trump, he says, it's hard to believe that even the Trump White House would do something so reckless, but there are precedents for that type of behavior. In 2005 to 2009, the American and Israeli government secretly developed a computer virus called Stuxnet, which was intended to damage the control and operating systems of Iranian computers being used in that country's nuclear research program. Admittedly, Stuxnet, spelled S-T-U-X-N-E-T, was intended to damage computers, not to infect or kill human beings. But concerns that it would propagate and move to infect computers outside Iran proved to be accurate, as it spread to thousands of PCs outside Iran in countries as far-flung as China, Germany, Kazakhstan, and Indonesia. Inevitably, there is an Israeli story that just might shed some light on what has been going on in China. Scientists at Israeli Galilee Research Institute are now claiming that they will have a vaccine against coronavirus in a few weeks, which will be ready for distribution and use within 90 days. The institute is claiming that it has been engaged in 4 years of research. The reality is it's probably Israel and the Mossad who've created the problem here and then are going to come out as heroes by creating the solution. Even that in itself is good propaganda for Israel. I mean, even creating a virus like that so that they could create a solution would raise favorability towards Israel, but also raise dependency on Israel as somehow a protector and a lifeline for mankind when it comes to deadly viruses, which gives Israel a hell of a lot of power if one thinks about it properly. That alone would be a good motive. However, let's go on. The Institute is claiming that it has been engaged in 4 years of research on avian coronavirus funded by Israel's Ministries of Science and Technology and Agriculture. They are claiming that the virus is similar to the version that has infected humans, which has led to breakthroughs in development through genetic manipulation. But some scientists are skeptical that a new vaccine could be produced so quickly to prevent the virus that existed only recently. Well, you see, if they've already, created a virus and they've already created a vaccine for it, I don't know, probably no 5 years ago, which I think is the unspoken conclusion and implication that the scientists are very surprised that it could be produced so quickly, having only existed so recently. But again, this would raise the profile of the fast-acting and immensely intelligent, capable scientists of Israel to save the world. They also have warned that even if a vaccine is developed, it would normally have to be tested for side effects, a process that would normally takes over a year and includes using it on infected humans. If one even considers it is possible that the United States had a hand in creating the coronavirus at what remains of its one extensive biological weapons research center in F.T. Detrick, Maryland, it is very likely that Israel was a partner in the project. Helping to develop the virus would also explain how Israeli scientists have been able to claim success at creating a vaccine so quickly, possibly because the virus and the treatment for it were developed simultaneously. In any event, there are definite political ramifications to the appearance of the coronavirus, and not only in China. In the US, Trump has already been blamed for lying about the virus, and there are various scenarios in mainstream publications speculating over the possible impact on the election in 2020. Trump may not know anything about this virus. You know, it's just like the amount of Jews that are around Trump is just, I mean, it's staggering. I mean, you know, where were all these leaks coming from in Trump's early presidency, particularly, you know? There's a fifth column in there, and, you know, for someone who might be somewhat of a nationalist. You know, even Trump's support of Israel, I mean, I think, you know, Trump, he's not an educated guy, is he? He probably buys into dispensationalist Christianity on some level and thinks that we need to support Israel. I mean, I think Trump was probably kept in the dark about as much as possible. And they, in what ways they can control him, they control him because they deliberately picked the man, you know, who's quite ignorant of a lot of things and easily manipulated because of that. You know, Trump may not know anything about this coronavirus or wherever else or any of this type of stuff we're talking about, or that this article speculates about. I don't know, obviously. I'm speculating too. I'm just putting that out there. So, Trump is already being blamed for lying about the virus, and there are various scenarios in mainstream publications speculating over the possible impact on the election in 2020. If the economy sinks together with the stock market, it will reflect badly on Trump, whether or not he is actually at fault. If containment and treatment of the disease itself in the US does not go well, there could also be a considerable backlash, particularly as the Democrats have been promoting improving healthcare. One pundit argues, however, that disease and a sinking economy will not matter as long as there is a turnaround before the election, but a lot can happen in the next 8 months. And then there is a national security stroke foreign policy issue as seen from both Jerusalem and Washington. It's difficult to explain why coronavirus has hit one country in particular other than China very severely. That country is Iran. I mean, you know, that's what I noticed straight away. I was like, okay, China's been hit quite badly by this, and so was Iran. Oh, wow, you've got, you know, the biggest economic enemy of the West being hit by the US being hit in China. And the biggest perceived threat, and probably the biggest threat, but certainly an amplified one if they would mind their own business in the case of Israel. But they are at least the biggest threat, and they are the biggest target of Israel. And I find it interesting that those two countries were the hardest hit. Also Italy. Now, Italy would not be particularly NATO-friendly, let's say, along with Hungary. I'm surprised Hungary haven't got it more. Any of the countries, basically, that might stand for some sort of, what, you know, sort of conservative or right-wing values, be, you know, against immigration, for example. Surprised perhaps why we didn't get hit harder, you know, because we had the audacity to leave the EU. But anyway, Italy's got it quite hard, comparatively and contextually in European nations and China and Israel. And that was the first thing that I noticed. The number of Iran's coronavirus cases continues to increase, with more positive tests confirmed among government officials last Sunday. There were 205 new cases, bringing the government claim total to 593 with 43 fatalities. Though unofficial hospital reports suggest that the deaths are actually well over 100. That's the highest number of deaths for the virus outside of China. No less than five Iranian members of parliament have also tested positive. Now, that's interesting. Amid a growing number of officials that have contracted the disease, Iran's Vice President Massoum Ebtekar and Deputy Health Minister Araj Harichi had also previously been confirmed with the virus. The usual suspects in the United States are delighted to learn of the Iranian deaths. Mark Dubowitz, Executive Director of the Washington-based but Israeli government-connected Foundation for Defense of Democracies, posted on Twitter, of course, Dubowitz, as you can guess, is a Jewish name, that, quote, coronavirus has done what American economic sanctions could not, shut down non-oil exports. And they're very bold about it, aren't they? You know, they seem to think that, you know, by saying something like that, that it's as if he assumes the stupidity of his listeners, and perhaps quite a number of them are. But if he's in the know, or whether he's not in the know, but particularly if he's in the know, it's an incredibly audacious statement to make. It's an incredibly arrogant statement to make. It's an incredibly sure of himself and his position to actually essentially point out, you know, that this is hit. You know, it's having a bigger impact on American economic sanctions. It's doing what American economic sanctions could not, shut down non-oil exports. If anybody wasn't thinking conspiracy and ulterior motive beforehand, then statements like that can get reasonably thinking people interested in alternatives to the random outbreak of the virus. This is just so happens that it's achieving American foreign policy goals that it could not have possibly achieved before this. An Iranian government spokesman responded that, quote, it's shameful and downright inhuman to cheer for a deadly virus to spread and enjoy seeing people suffer for it. Well, that's insane. These are the type of people you're dealing with. The Dubowitzes of this world and others of that clan. Dubowitz followed up with an additional taunt that Tehran has, quote, spread terrorism in the Middle East, and, quote, now it's spreading the coronavirus. Yeah, blame Iran. Blame Iran for spreading terrorism in the Middle East when it was essentially the Mossad and the CIA that spread terrorism in the Middle East. I've got a video on it. Who is basically the biggest sponsor, state sponsors, terror, outlines the whole thing in detail. It's essentially the West and the CIA and the Mossad who spread terrorism, and I would expect the same deep state forces that have spread the coronavirus. But, you know, as usual, just blame Iran for everything that you perpetrate yourself. So you have your choice. Coronavirus occurred naturally, or it came out of a lab in China. Coronavirus occurred naturally, or it came out of a lab in China itself, or even from Israel or the United States. If one suspects Israel and or the US, the attempt clearly would have been to create a biological weapon that would damage two nations that have been designated as enemies. But the coronavirus cannot be contained easily, and it is clear that many thousands of people will die from it. Unfortunately, as with Stuxnet, once the genie is out of the bottle, it is devilishly hard to induce it to go back in. That's an article in Global Research and by Philip Giraldi. There's a lot of different articles on there as well. I mean, I suppose I could stay on the topic, but let's see what... I'm even loath to cover it myself, because it's just like, it's becoming more and more clear. This is just a targeted weapon at, you know, certain governments with the reckless disinterest and uncaringness about whoever gets affected. The fact that it's a global epidemic is really just a smokescreen, because it would be probably be too obvious if it was just China and Israel, or sorry, China and Iran. But if we can just make it global and say, well, it just happens to be a coincidence that China, I've broken China, so that's why they've got it so bad, and I don't know why Iran got it harder than any other country. It's a bit like what Jews do with multiculturalism. Let's get as many different ethnic groups in there, but really, it's just a smokescreen to achieve the goals of protecting the rights of the Jewish community. It's just an elaborate smokescreen. Well, of course, they've got the added intentions of replacing white people and acting out an ancient hatred against the white Christian nations for their having the audacity for expelling them from their countries for their subverting of the cultures. If you want to see why Jews are expelled from every country in Europe, you'll have to see the wrecking ball that they're doing today, morally, economically, and just about every other way possible. But yeah, they're quite capable of creating these elaborate smoke screens, and just to make it look like it's just one of those things, And the more, if they spread it in a more ubiquitous fashion, it's easier for them to say, well, I mean, this is just something that happened. I mean, to the point that Herbowitz there is cocky enough to even point out what an increasing amount of people are actually expecting, are actually concluding that this is a it's a biological weapon designed to biological warfare to weaken the economy of China, and to achieve what he said there about the sanctions in Iran. It just seems like a bit too much of a coincidence for me that these sorts of things, which are in the interest of the United States and Israel, should be just by fluke, I suppose, having a byproduct of the coronavirus. Sadly, there are people out there who would believe such a thing. It's just a coincidence, isn't it? Like Herbowitz put it, lucky for us. How did he write? How did he phrase it? The cheek of these people, the audacity of them. I forget what exactly. I'm just trying to get to this, what he said. But anyway, in the absence of Gerald come along, let's just see what Salenti's been saying on this, because obviously he's a trans forecaster and he has his finger on the pulse of this type of stuff. Right here, let's see, this is 6 days ago, but I mean, it's not that. It's fairly recent. Put it this way, the coronavirus had been established well enough for someone like Salenti to have his finger on the pulse of what's going on with it, or to give us some intelligent speculation as to how it affects the markets and China and things like that. So let's have a listen to this for a second. I'm hoping I can get him on again next week, maybe.
Gerald Salenti with today's trends in the news.
Hi, this is Gerald Salenti. It's Friday, February 28th, 2020. Here are some of today's trends in the news. Well, we're starting a little bit early. The Asian markets are closed, down over 3%. Europe markets down over 3%. As we start broadcasting at around 2 p.m. Eastern time in New York, the Dow is down 900 points. This is the worst sell-off since the panic of 08 began back in 2007. So things aren't looking good. This coronavirus calamity is rushing forward and pushing the greatest depression ahead of time. As you know, I had forecasted what happened around this time next year. That's right, February, March 2021. But I've always said a wild card could change the game. And this coronavirus is a calamity. It's a wild card. and it's bringing down the markets. You're looking now at the 10-year Treasury note is trading at levels not seen in 100 years. The inverted yield curve. The last 50 years, the inverted yield curve preceded a recession. And we've already had one back in 2019. So this is another one. So it's serious what's going on. You're looking at oil prices. Oil prices now, Brent crude, around $50 a barrel. As you well know from the Trends Journal and from our other Trends in the News broadcasts, you're looking now at the energy companies and the energy stocks deep into bear territory, way, way below that 20% mark. They just keep plunging. So, what does all that mean? How about all that debt? How about all that corporate debt that's been building up with all this cheap money? And now, going into a real slowdown, what are going to be the implications? They're going to be terrible. The market should have sold off anyway. This is making a bad situation much worse. So, ECB plays down chance of rate cut. You know what that is? You got it. Bullshit. They're going to cut rates. Gold prices. Woof. Gold prices are down some $70. How come? As I said earlier, and in your Trends Journal, again, the Trends Journal, Trends in the News broadcast, you can't get this anywhere else, but we're saying what we're giving you, and we're way ahead of the curve on this. I said in the last Trends Journal, it just went out on Tuesday, that gold prices should be spiking if this coronavirus is going to have a real long negative effect. But the other reason that's bringing down gold prices, hey, those Chinese buy a lot, don't they? And things aren't so good over there, so they're not spending much money on gold. And also, they're taking money out of the gold markets where they're making money, and they're covering where they're losing money in the stock markets. So I believe the gold downturn is temporary, and you know my number. I said if the bottom is 1,550. If it goes below that, then look for 1,450. If it goes below that, $1,390, and that's the bottom. But again, even with gold in the 1580s, we launched the Trend Alert on June 6, 2019. What did we say? The gold bull run. Gold back then was $1,332 an ounce. So it's still up there strong. So oil prices drop on mounting concerns about global growth. The outbreak is likely to shave roughly 400,000 barrels a day from global consumption. Now, Saudi Arabia, they need oil at around $100 a barrel for their economy to break even. So they're not even close to it. Watch for things to heat up in the Middle East. Remember, when all else fails, they take you to war. China, startups slash jobs and appeal to Beijing for bailouts. More cheap money. They're going to do everything they can to push this up. German economy looks to ward off more contagion. In a blow to local hotels and restaurants, the cities of Frankfurt, Cologne on Tuesday called off two large trade fairs. This is going on everywhere. They're spreading fear and hysteria, as I see it, and you know what the motto of the Trends Journal is. Taught to me by my father when I was a little boy. May his soul rest in peace. Think for yourself. This is the way we see it. This is the way I see it. You see it your way. We go by the numbers. Disruption menaces South Korea economy. Again, one after another. Hotels, travel, airlines. One after another, the slowdown is real. And the slowdown began, as you well know, in your Trends Journal. Long before, goodbye. Goodbye, Rosie. Queen of coronavirus occurred, all right? It's all there. The facts are there. European carriers freeze investment and hiring. Airlines in Europe are freezing recruitment and investment in an emergency effort to protect profitability as the coronavirus spreads. Business travel sector left bruised as axe falls on trips. Companies are canceling business travel across Asia and Europe as the coronavirus spreads. Almost three quarters of companies have canceled or suspended business trips to Hong Kong. Business trips to Hong Kong. Mentioning Hong Kong before, you know what they're doing, all these governments? They're taking control. Is this really stopping the spread by quarantining people? By telling them to stay? You can go to work, but don't go into a bar. Yeah, like what they're doing in Italy. What they're doing is, and now you can't go demonstrate out on the streets. You're locked out. You're not allowed to do it. We'll give you the laws on what to do. We're the politicians. And banks restrict travel, cancel functions, warn of slower growth. Banks with heavy exposure to Europe and Asia have warned profits could be hit by the coronavirus. All right. Hey, how many people did HSBC, how many are they going to lay off? 35,000? Banking sector was already in trouble. They're going to blame it on coronavirus. Asia punishes quarantine violators. I mention this because they're going to be punishing everybody. Everywhere you go, you're going to be tested. It's going to be, you think it sucks flying now when you get felt up by the, you know, hey, yeah, it's going to get worse. Again, what's very important to note about the coronavirus outbreak, this calamity, is how the governments are taking control. A police state in every country. You're seeing the details. Infection spread speeds up beyond China as virus breaks new ground. What do we have over here?
So, Lawrence, it's the usual scaremongering, problem, reaction, solution stuff, really, that results in more oppression, more state control, and more limits on your freedoms and liberty. I mean, the UK is a total shithole police state anyway. I mean, I am sick and tired of being told what you can do all the time, where you can drive, where you can park, what speed you can drive at, what you can say, what you can't, what you can think, where you can think. And I mean, it's just, it really is just a such a claustrophobic country to live in the UK now. It's just awful. It really is. I mean, I really do think seriously be getting out of the place. It's just become such a police state, you know? If it wasn't bad enough that the coronavirus.
Oh, yeah. Brazil the other day, the first coronavirus patient. You were near. One person in a population of 212 million people. All right, only a number. Yeah. Brazil the other day, the first coronavirus breaks new ground. And what do we have over here? Oh, yeah, Brazil the other day, the first coronavirus patient. You're in Italy. One person in a population of 200 coronavirus. Patient. You're in Italy. One person in a population of 212 million people. All right. Only a number. The number of people infected with coronavirus has now pushed beyond 81,000 in a global population of 7.7 billion people. 81,000 got the virus. 2,770 deaths. nothing into real numbers of, again, how many people? 7.7 billion. And where are most of them dying? In China. Oh, they're lowering the numbers. More died in China. Okay, more died in China. How many got in the UK? Oh, they have 13 cases. Anybody die? Well, they didn't say so here. This is the Wall Street Journal. Belgium, they got one case. Germany, 27. Austria, 2. Croatia, 3. Greece, 1. And what else do we have here? Italy, 17 deaths. They have over 650 cases. 17 deaths in a country of over 60 million people. And when you read about who are the people that are dying, according to the reports, the elderly that already have chronic illnesses. Fear of vast mass homeschooling experiment. Because Japan, schools shut until April. Boy, I wish this happened when I was a kid. I have to go to school. I hated every day of school. Ran away from kindergarten across the Boston Pub. Boy, I wish this happened when I was a kid. I have to go to school. I hated every day of school. Ran away from kindergarten across the Boston Post Road in the Bronx and skate PS76, the Spirit of 76, at 4.5 years old. I wish this thing hit when I was a kid so I didn't have to go to school. Bronx and skate PS76, the Spirit of 76, at 4.5 years old. I wish this thing hit when I was a kid so I didn't have to go to school. The point that I'm making over here, more homeschooling, interactive you, it's going to be the future. The whole system we have right now is antiquated. You're going to see more and more people learning from home. But again, this is going to put a lot of stress on family. Sure. The whole system we have right now is antiquated. You're going to see more and more people learning from home. Got the virus. HSBC, how many are they going to lay off? 35,000. Banking sector was already in trouble. They're going to blame it on coronavirus. Asia punishes quarantine violators. I mention this because they're going to be punishing everybody. Everywhere you go, you're going to be tested. It's going to be, you think it sucks flying now? And they found somebody in California with it. All right. The whole state of California, one person. What else do we have over here? Spokesperson for Iran's health ministry has confirmed 34 people have died because of the coronavirus. And they got over 70 million people there. Roughly 28% of people in a poll said they were beginning to cut back on visits in public areas. This is going to hurt business. The hospitality sector, restaurants, on and on. It's really going to hurt. The coronavirus spreads further in the United States. That could mean bad news for U.S. mall owners. According to a new survey, 58% of people said they're likely to avoid public places. Fear and hysteria. It's selling. Hey, how about all the poison that they're putting in our food? How about all those GMOs, the F-you-know-whats that are doing to us? How about the preservatives? How about the colorings? How about the chemicals going in the water, into the air, into the earth, into our food? Way worse than the coronavirus. Oh, by the way, over 300,000 people in China died from the effects of air pollution.
This is what I was saying last week, and I think the week before. It's just like, more people die from road traffic accidents than just normal flu, and knife crime in London probably has probably killed more people in the last 6 months than the entirety of the death toll in coronavirus. I don't know the figures, but and I'm probably been speaking with somewhat of hyperbole there, but the point is, that's the first, you know, that's the first thing that you realize, you know, even when you're just going around your normal business, and you know, you think when you, as soon as you hear that the symptoms of this are not that serious, the numbers of deaths are not that serious, and you think, well, why is the mainstream media covering it? Like I said, we need to understand, we need to know how to think, not what to think, and then we can have perspective on something. And as usual, it'll be used as a tool for, you know, for as chemical warfare, if it's to reduce the economy of China, which it seems to be doing, and also attacking Iran with the foreign policy thing that was mentioned in the previous article in Global Research. And also, Salenti's right. Everything he's talking about is just a further opportunity to restrict the freedoms and clamp down and further control to the state in every country globally now. But yeah, it should be obvious. I mean, this thing is just, it's not a big problem in terms of death, symptoms, anything else. I mean, there's so many problems. He said that the poison's in the food. You name it. It's like, it's incredible that this thing is getting some traction. But as I say, if you know how the media works, and you know who owns the media, and you know who's to benefit from something like this, then you realize that it's not about your safety. You know, as I said at a couple of last week's show, anybody who gives up their liberty for security deserves neither security nor liberty. This is the same type of thing which they did with, you know, after 9/11, all the extra security in the airports and everything else. It's, you know, the problem solution or problem reaction solution stuff. But more and more people are wise to this now over the years, you know, with both with experience and with the alternative media, which for the most part is more in tune with reality and counteracts mainstream media. And also 20 years ago when 9/11 happened, there is much less trust in mainstream media now. All those things are good things. But nonetheless, it is more power to the state, and it is more hassle when you have to deal with them and you have to challenge them, because when the state has those powers, it doesn't matter how much you know. If you don't like them and you don't want to adhere to them, you know, well, you'll suffer the consequences of them. You know, once they do their power grab, they've done it, and it's very difficult to do very much about it in practical terms. But anyway, folks, we're out of time. I'll be back next week on the 12th of April, same time, 5 p.m. Eastern time. 10 till 11 p.m. Here in London, in England, where I am. Until then, I hope you have a wonderful week. Stay safe and avoid the hysteria of the great existential threat to mankind that is the coronavirus. All right. Until then, good night and God bless.